This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Here we are again, episode 3 already.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you. Out of the 7 trillion podcasts you could choose to listen to, you've got this one in your ears, and we're thrilled. Thank you very much. If you haven't listened to the other two, they're still available. And if you want to subscribe, then they'll just keep popping up on your little device.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're in the loop on everything, because each episode just keeps getting better and better. And I've thought of a name for this one.
Okay, what's this episode called?
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Oh, yes, quite right as well. There was a real chocolate shock for all of us. I was more shocked, I think, than anyone else.
Yeah, you were outraged.
I was outraged. That's the word. That's coming up on this episode.
There's also a lot of confusion surrounding geckos.
Oh, yeah, that geckos.
That got us all divided.
Who knew? Who knew small lizards would cause such big problems?
And we learnt a lot of nicknames of the people in Kent. I was quite surprised by a few that propped up. A couple of giggles in there as well.
Yeah, they were very odd. Very odd.
Passatica Plunk, let's not forget that one. I'm still getting over that situation.
Well, I'm still trying to monetize that into a board game that we might get out in time for Christmas.
And we can't not sneak in a little bit of politics, can we, really, with the lectern lecture.
Oh, no, we all take it highbrow on this episode as well.
So here we go, episode 3, Mutiny on the Bounty.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Alison Hammond, off the telly, who we love.
I adore her so much.
Was talking about Halloween.
Yeah.
And she was talking about the kids going treacle treating.
Oh, bless her.
Oh, I love it when they go treacle treating.
I want to go treacle treating. Yeah. I love treacle. Yeah.
I think that should be how it is.
Great.
And just playing that Becky Hill, of course, she did a medley last night of 3 of her songs on Strictly. Yeah. Loads of people call it a melody. Oh, that was a lovely melody. No, that's a tune.
It's a medley.
So
we're different things.
We're talking about words that you get slightly wrong, phrases you get wrong, you mix them up a bit, you just mispronounce it, however you get it wrong. We're talking cute, but, you know, wrong.
Yeah. Well, mine's wrong. I don't know if it's cute.
Okay, we'll be the judge of that, Chelsea.
So, I'll describe what it is first, because you literally might have no idea what I'm on about.
Okay.
You know when you go into a house and you've got a bowl of these, like, little ball things that smell nice, and they come in, like, pre-packs, and you pull them in?
I know what you're talking about.
You're talking about 1, 2, 3... Potpourri.
I call it pot puree.
But yeah, that's exactly. My mum calls it pot puree. Like it's the puree of something.
And because that's how it's spelled, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And I literally, it was literally a couple of weeks ago, I realised that wasn't a thing. I was like, oh, should we get some pot puree? Silence.
Yeah. Mainly because no one's sold any since the 1990s, I don't think. That's incredible. You're keeping that whole thing going.
Keeping it alive.
And Lucy Hickmott is here as well with some things that not
this
her.
This isn't me, obviously.
No, obviously.
This is my friend.
No, Lucy would never.
She thought it was, instead of from the get-go.
Yeah, from the get-go, like
the
start.
She thought it was from the gecko. Oh, the lizard.
Which makes no sense. We commence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have said that since the small lizard. I mean, that doesn't...
I love that. It's not, no logic.
Have you explained that to her? What sense do you think
the
small lizard...
But from the gecko.
Well, some people are
I guess if people speak quickly, that's where you get it from, right? Like, from the get-go.
Yeah. She's just misheard it somewhere and just thought it was about a lizard.
Yeah.
Breakfast buffet.
Louise Collins says, my mum still calls it lemonade. Lemonade, if you will.
Lemonade.
Like marmalade and lemonade smashed together right there. Not lemonade, lemonade.
Business idea there. And Laura from Gillingham said, I always thought ornament was pronounced ornament. Always say it, always will.
Oh, she is defiant,
Laura.
She's
defying against the norm.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I am a liability.
Yeah.
Gary laughs because he witnesses it day in, day out.
Yeah.
And I was reminded of a particular liability passion that I dislike, which is ball games. Do you like ball games?
Yeah, I don't mind a ball game.
Well, I had a dangerous encounter with some veggie balls on Saturday.
What are veggie balls?
So I went to a restaurant.
Right.
And it was like a kebab stick, but it was veggie balls, because obviously don't eat meat.
Right.
And they were stacked with this like lovely sauce on.
Yeah.
And they got like a lemon wedge at the bottom. And my friend had got one as well, and she was taking it off all elegant, lovely. And I was like, okay, I'll put it on a plate. You know, you can't just eat it clean off the stick.
No.
So I remove the lemon wedge, which I then come to realise was the stabiliser in this, and then initiated a passata kaplunk where these meatballs one by one, and then I tried to catch them.
Oh!
So then I'm holding passata meatballs. The rod then falls off the stand.
Oh, no, not rod.
There's just meatballs, veggie balls everywhere.
Veggie balls.
Passata kaplunk, veggie balls, edition.
It sounds like you have invented a whole new game, at least. Have you thought about trying to, brand up a new board game? Passata kaplunk.
Passata kaplunk.
I think it'd be a great game.
But you'll have to do the bonus purchases, which is multiple napkins.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And then that's an
add-on purchases, yeah.
Yeah,
like
we got
it.
Everywhere. Yeah. I was wearing white as well.
Yeah, mop, bib. We
bib
can sell.
Bib is good.
Branded up carpet tiles to put around to save your own carpet.
Save your carpet.
We're going to be so rich off the back of this.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
We're talking about greetings. They reckon that traditional greetings like good afternoon are going out of fashion. That song for anyone from up north who might use that as a greeting. Hiya, love, from Kygo and Whitney. See, we make a lot of effort to put this show together, don't we?
Well, Serena from Margate has got a particularly profound greeting.
Oh.
Go away.
Okay, right. I was hoping for a bit warmer and friendlier than that.
She's a people person.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
No, I hadn't noticed this, but people picked up on the fact that when Rishi came out yesterday to address the nation,
yes,
he had a different podium / lectern to stand at than Liz Truss.
So he's changed it.
Done,
you know what? Mix it up. Start fresh.
They've got their own ones.
Does every prime minister get their own lectern?
So his is like a straightish post with quite a big boxy bit on top.
Yeah.
Liz Truss's look like twisty Jenga. Imagine a Jenga tower, but then twisted. It looked like that.
Oh, I quite
Probably
like this.
Yeah, something that was twisted. Boris Johnson's was chunkier.
But yeah, he would want a...
I think that's because it had a beer fridge in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's secret things stashed in there.
Wine cooler. excellent. Birthday cake dispenser, all built in. And Theresa May's was just like a fence post with a bit on top. She was keeping it real.
Yeah, keeping it real.
Cameron's was curvy. I didn't even think... I didn't think about...
This
I didn't,
is too
I've
good.
I'd never have noticed that. I would never have looked. But,
do you think they get to keep them after?
What would you do?
I would. The kids, I'd keep mine.
The kids are misbehaving and you just get up there.
Go, I'm going to stand behind the lectern. You are grounded.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Nicknames. What do you get called that isn't your name? What are you known for? And poor Wayne started his new job and his boss called him the wrong name, called him Percy. Now everyone in the office calls him Percy.
What's Percy got to do with it? Why Percy?
It's so different to Wayne. It makes no sense at all.
They don't, though, do they? They don't.
My son's called Bertie.
His real name's what?
Andrew.
But how does Andrew become Bertie?
He's always dirty as a child.
So he was Dirty Bertie?
Dirty Bertie from number 30.
Oh,
that's
no.
Brilliant. There's so much rhyming going on there.
Is he still, a grubby little tinker?
He's 6 foot, but he's still dirty.
He's still dirty. What makes him so dirty?
Whenever he eats, it just goes everywhere.
He'll love you for this, won't he?
It's Andrew Austin.
Get his full
just
name in
there.
Just
to make sure everyone knows.
Okay, great. good luck getting any flowers on your birthday from him now. Thanks, Jules. Have a great day. Bye.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
You said you're a real fun guy. I'd
Correct.
Like to see receipts.
Okay, the reason is because sunlight lacking Brits. That's us.
Yes.
Are living a mushroom existence. So I am a fun guy. It's official. Because during the winter months, it's too dark for us. We're just hiding away like a little mushroom. Spending just an hour of each day outside, maybe 2 hours on the weekend. Eight out of ten of us said that last winter there were days where we never even went out at all. I'm not surprised.
Shocking. Yeah, because you get out of the house, into the car.
Yeah, come here.
Go about your day.
Go
back
do
into
stuff,
the car.
Go home.
Go back about your day.
Yeah. Now, the only time yesterday I went out was to put the bins out. Leaves. Oh, everyone's like, oh, autumn, look at the beautiful leaves. No, they're a hazard. They get all slippy. They're a danger. So I was taking the bin out, slipped down the curb, nearly sacked it, and I could see the neighbour was looking out from across the way. I tried to style it out best I could. And then an acorn, this is true, an acorn fell off the tree and hit me right on my head. really hurt.
And what, some tiny acorns, mighty oaks
mighty
do
lumps
grow.
On my head grow. It pinged off and made a really good sound. It ricocheted off the wheelie bin. It made really... It was like... That was.
Why is Gary not at breakfast this morning? Yeah. He was taken out by an acorn.
Exactly. So look, I'm saying stay inside more,
stay
if anything.
Stay inside.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
So eat your bogies. Eat them. Get them down. Yeah, good for you.
Eat your bogies. Everybody, eat your bogies.
Get your bogies. Get your bogies from your nose. They're free. Delicious. And good for you. That's what they're saying. They found these, right? It's a thing that's been around for a long time that they've said it actually gives you, like, boosts your immune system.
This
but now they're
true.
Having a bit more science on it. The AI lemur from Madagascar has got this one really long finger. You might have seen it on a documentary. It's got like a normal little hand.
One really long one.
Yeah, and it wiggles in and they can catch the bugs out of the middle of the trees and stuff for their dinner.
Funny.
But they also use it to pick their noses. I'm not being, you know, it's
well,
just
I guess if you've got a long finger, then you've
handy.
Got more. Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah, fingering. anyway, they have a good rummage and they think actually it's helping them out. It's giving them a boost. From a rich reservoir of good bacteria, which live up your nose.
And so, no, we can't start spreading our bogies on toast.
No!
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
So Jodie Whittaker signing off as the Doctor.
I know.
Doctor Who, and she's confessed that she's pinched a load of props from the show. You would, though. You absolutely would.
Oh, I totally would. The sonic screwdriver would come straight with me.
She's taking the sonic screwdriver. She's got that.
Yeah.
She's taking her costume, which I suppose is fair enough. No one else is going to wear it, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's custom made.
But more interestingly, she's also taken a Cyberman. She's where do you keep...
a whole Cyberman.
Where do you keep a Cyberman?
Want to open the under the stairs cupboard and it's just sat there.
Hello. It's just a guy called Roger. Who's sweating inside a silver suit. Jodie, open the door, give him some air, babe.
He's like, let me out, please. I'm not paid enough
I'm not
this.
A real Cyberman. My wife's missing me.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And I celebrated the end of October, I guess, in style, because I went to a fancy restaurant, darling, on the weekend.
Oh, nice one.
And I love the desserts in these restaurants. Oh, no, it was on... it was for my dad's birthday.
Okay, all right, yeah.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah, it does.
Dessert is a highlight for me. Always.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who are the same. I've got to say, a lot of females I know that feel that way about
you
a meal.
You select your main based on like what the dessert menu is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is a thing.
Oh.
So if you know that there's a big fat cake you want, you'll go for like something a bit lighter so you can make room for the cake.
Make space. Because I know some people do have a separate pudding stomach.
Oh, I have that too.
Oh, you got that as well.
In your head, you're meant to do it just out of like the goodness of your heart for yourself.
I see.
But it doesn't always happen.
Okay, best of both worlds.
But anyway, in fancy restaurants, I don't know if you get this, but they give you weird cutlery with things, and I always feel like it's a trick.
I never know what cutlery to use.
Exactly.
Like, you know, when there's multiple, I don't know where to start.
Well, I ordered profiteroles for a dessert. Well, great choice by me.
Well, what do you need for that?
Well, they gave me a fork and a spoon. Yeah. Which I then got confused and was like, this has to be a trick, because surely you just use the spoon, right? But it has got chocolate sauce on it. And these were jacked profiteroles. Like, they had, like, ice cream in the middle.
Oh.
There was chocolate sauce. Like, they dramatically poured it for you.
Oh, I love a dramatic pouring at the table.
And I was like, I don't know if this is, like, is this a test? Like, am I being filmed right now? So I was
pressure
like, no.
Was on.
Got a bit cocky. Was like, I'll go straight in with the spoon.
Yeah.
So I go to stab this, like... profiterole with the spoon and create a slingshot mechanism with my profiterole, which catapults it across this fancy restaurant.
Yeah, nice one.
And I just looked down like, keep calm and profiterole on.
Yeah. And you just denied everything.
I just denied everything, didn't look up. I was like, I can't. It was in the walkway. We were right on the edge.
Oh,
so
no.
That profiterole got catapulted into the walkway with everyone in the fancy stilettos. So either someone's got a kebab of a profiterole on their heel.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And you'll soon be able to buy a tub of celebrations without the bounties in them. The company that makes them is...
What? Sorry to interrupt. Sorry.
You made me jump.
Sorry. I'm putting the lights down again. Sorry. It was an unconscious reaction. Sorry.
The company that makes them has found more than a third of customers don't want them in there.
Right.
Look, the people have spoken. Face it.
I don't like them.
No, me either. Be gone, Bounty. Be gone.
You too. What is wrong? 2022. I've had it.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I wanted to check in because you had an outburst about 20 minutes ago. What? I think we need to talk about it because, breathe.
Not again. Don't bring it up again. I've tried to forget about it.
Look, is coconut really that big of a deal?
It's so good.
Really? A Bounty? You probably like toffee pennies as well at this point.
Look, if you haven't heard, everyone, devastating news this morning, fellow coconut fans.
Yeah.
They are taking the Bounty
out of the celebrations
tub this Christmas. You know, we've had Brexit, cost of living, petrol crisis.
Now the Bounty. The world is going to turn upside down.
How can you not like them?
It's coconut. That is what I don't like.
Coconut's delicious.
And there's barely any chocolate in it. Like, what's the point of having chocolate if it's just coconut?
Because it's coconut goodness.
The point is, I want chocolate, not coconut.
So what are you going to have instead?
I'm going to have the Maltesers first.
So are you thinking they're going to upweight the Malteser?
I mean, I hope so. There's never enough in a box.
Well, you know what they'll do, because they always do it. They always upweight the other least popular one. I don't know why they do it.
Yeah, they're whacking a random thing.
Yeah.
Like when Heroes put cream egg in, and we were like, none of us asked for this.
A cream egg in the Heroes?
Yeah, the cream egg replaced the crunchy. Do you not remember this?
I don't know what way it's up anymore.
Keep up with your chocolate politics.
I give up with it all.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I found a statistic that's in our favour.
Okay,
well,
this is great.
In my favour. I don't have to necessarily talk for both of us.
Okay,
but
go on.
I was never sportingly gifted at school, were you?
Well, it's sweet that you would even ask that.
when
the answer is sat in front of you. No.
Well, don't worry, because chins could help you win.
Oh,
and where
this
I'm
is great.
Going with this
okay.
is they've looked at records of 1,000 players from the World Cup and found that stars with more chubby faces are more likely to score.
Oh.
Like, let's not forget Wayne Rooney was called Trek for the whole of his career.
Yeah.
And he had a pretty impressive amount of headers and goals and all of that lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Mario Balotelli's stats backed up the research as well. So basically, I think if we pick a sport and then go, it's fine, we've got chins.
We're here with our great big faces.
Yeah. Our moons will save the day. It will distract the opposition.
That's maybe what we can do.
I can reflect light with my forehead.
Yeah, what's that girl over there doing? She's like a lighthouse. Oh, no, they scored. Why were you looking at the girl with the big head? She's done it again. Darn you, big head girl.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Chat to you as well if you're out over the weekend doing something a bit la-di-da, going for a dinner party. Is that still a thing, dinner parties? I don't know. Get ready to lie, though, when you get there. And also get ready just to not believe anything anyone tells you. Apparently, everyone lies at dinner parties. They tell you how much they earn, which is a lie. You know, they exaggerate that. They exaggerate their position at work, the size of their house, their cooking skills, anything you can think of,
they'll lie about it.
The gigs they've been to, I can't think of anything worse than a dinner party, because the worst thing, Terry and Jan, they're coming, great, oh,
yeah,
you know, Terry
you
and
Jan.
And then it's like, oh, you haven't met Katie and Dave.
See it as a creative opportunity.
So, people we don't know. What are we going to talk about?
See, I like to play a game if I ever get invited to a party and I don't know anyone there but the person hosting, I make up an identity for myself.
Oh!
So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm Chelsea, I'm a primary school teacher.
Oh, great! And you just
and
have
just
to go with it.
I'm like, I've been divorced twice.
Oh, well, that is quite believable.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Yesterday, I was living the high life.
Oh, yeah?
Honestly, you know when you start doing something and you're like, wow, this is the moment I've peaked.
Yeah? What have you been up to? I didn't know about all this.
I was folding face cloths.
Right, okay. It's not what I was expecting. Folding
face cloths. I'm into skincare, right? You're not meant to use the same flannel. So once you've used the flannel, you have to wash it.
I was going to ask you, is a face cloth the same as a flannel?
A flannel, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
And you have what, like one or two for each day? I have two, so I'm a bit extra. I have two face cloths a day, morning and night.
Just for your face?
Yeah, just for my face.
Wow, that's a very clean face.
But you fold them so that they're like you know, stacked all neatly. And right. It's the most satisfying thing ever.
Oh.
And I got some music on to fold in my little
bicycle. Oh, your flannel folding music.
Yeah. It's a set playlist. Flannel folding.
Flannel folding. Play flannel folding playlist. Wow.
I know. I'm so cool.
Are they all the same colour, your flannels?
Yeah, they have to go with my theme, so they're all white.
Okay, they're all white.
And then you fold them in like a three-way situation. I don't know why I'm demoing.
No,
three-way situation. So they stack and they all look neat and the line lines up.
And that's how you're getting your kicks now?
Yeah. That's how I get my little perks on a Thursday.
Well, that's lovely. I'm glad you've had such a lovely time.
I'm a loser.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.